So after you'd been, what was it, England, Turkey, and America, were you just desperate to get back home, back to your house in Kelly?
No, I was actually, when I came back, I was going to go to Toronto. I had an offer there was going to be an offer if I had I managed to get it sorted with Portland, but because they'd ended up cancelling the contract because you, like the MLS on you and Portland pay to the MLS and then Toronto still own the MLS, the MLS still in Toronto, you couldn't, because I took my money from Portland, I couldn't go and, so I couldn't justify that to the missus going to Toronto for nothing, could I? So for me, I came back and I was fed up with football, to be honest. Yeah. I genuinely was. You know, I think from where I had been at the end of the 2010 league, the end of the 2010 year to where I was in 2012-13, I was scunnered a bit, to be honest. I mean, I was, you know, I hadn't played, I had, you know, and I'd been away from my family, and you know, I think I wanted to come back home and enjoy life and play football again. I went back to Kilmarnock and played the last 3-4 months of the season then, but I hadn't played in, well, I came back home in October, and that was, I think I went in there at the end of February, March, or something like that. So, I mean, I hadn't played in 4 or 5 months as well, but when I went back and scored a couple of goals, and you get the buzz back, I'm ready to go. And over that summer, I had a couple of offers to go back down south, but it wasn't to be fair, Big Davey tried to take me to Sheffield United, and I felt bad because it was something that I wanted to do, go back down there and prove to myself that I could play in England. But I just, there was a lot of things that just wasn't right for me at that time. And I just felt as if I'd been away for the last 3 years. I wanted to come home, and as I said, I'd missed a huge chunk of my kids growing up, and I wanted to be part of that. I'd missed that much. So I think when I came back to Kilmarnock, I really enjoyed the following season under Alan Johnson. You know, I think I'd went and scored 23 goals in the league that year, and managed to get back in the Scotland squad. You know, inside from 14 months. I was going to wrap it because I'd had enough. I was, you know, pissed off with everything really. You know, and I just felt as if no, when I knuckled down over the summer, came back, got myself back, and you know, it's amazing what a couple of goals do. And then you start, well, I'm going for more, and it just went from there. As I said, we stayed up that year, with the skinnier nose and skinnier teeth, sorry, and it was a good season in the end up. And a personal note, but you know, to get back in the Scotland squad as well, and to play with that caliber of player and training again, I thought I want to get back to that level again, but it wasn't to be.
And then back to Rangers again.
Yeah.
How was that?
Disaster, different, to be honest.
Why, Jake? Just the club.
There was a lot of things had changed, and I think there was a. The standard of player for me was the big thing. No disrespect to the ones that was there, but from going from internationals every week to go back, and I think,
were you definite on going back, or did you have second thoughts, or as soon as they came calling?
Well, I spoke to Dell to go to Aberdeen. Had, you know, I probably would have went to Aberdeen, but there was a few things there, and I had to phone Dale and say, look, I wanted time to think about it. And over that time, and to be fair to Dale, he didn't want to wait. And that's why Derek is the manager he is, in terms of, I need to get somebody in, I need to do this, and you know, because he was preparing for the upcoming season. And I think for me, to go back, as I said, when I left, there was international players galore. The standard was through the roof. You know, there was no slacking, you couldn't hide, you couldn't do anything. And when I went back, it was totally different. You know, still the same people, you know, the same people were still in the building, the same club, the same, you know, the facilities and everything were the exact same, but the player was different. And I struggled to adapt to, would you say? I think that for me, relying on my teammates as I've done the majority of my career, in terms of creating chances and things like that, that wasn't happening. And as I said, there was a difficult period for me again there. And I think as soon as it, off the back of scoring 22 goals for Kilmarnock, I thought I'll go here and it'll be easy and everything. But again, for me, the Championship of Scotland is a difficult league. You know, and we found that out. I mean, Hearts came down, Hibs were there. It was difficult. We should have done a lot better than what we did. There's no doubt about it. But
was it hard having Ali McCoist as your assistant to then being your manager?
No, you know, I don't. I mean, that wasn't a problem. You know, and then Kenny McDill had took over for a few games, and then Stuart McCall had come in. You know, even at the time, if you'd have went and got Jose Mourinho, if you'd have went and got Walter, it wouldn't have made a difference. As I said, the team was all over the place, you know, individually looking after each another, myself included. You know, so it wasn't a good environment to be in as such. But as I said, these things happen in football, and it wasn't great to be part of it, especially what had happened the last time. I was part of, you know, a great squad, great results, great for the football club, the history of it. You know, to find myself, you know, involved in something that was, it wasn't what I had knew it as before. You know, and it wasn't great. But as I said, it's football, but I still think that what happened was probably what Rangers needed. Was that coming to the end? Because had players been on, you know, because I mean, I could quite easily have signed. Because when I went back, I mean, I was offered the 2 year, but I didn't want to. I mean, I wanted to go and score goals, to get promoted, and then hopefully take it from there, back my own ability to go and do that. It didn't happen. And I found myself out the door. But as I said, I think it was the best thing for Rangers, because had the majority of those players still had another year's contract, they would still have been there. Yeah, I think it was able to get everybody out and start again. And you know, whatever manager was coming in, Mark Warburton got the job, but whoever was coming in had a clean slate to work with. And I think that was important for the development of Rangers at the time.
So you're back at Killie now, mate, scoring goals again. And then the media, the coaching, was that always something in the back of your mind that you wanted to do?
Well, first of all, when I went back to Kelly, you know, it's always been a kind of relegation battle we've been in as such. But, you know, I think last year we kind of got ourselves out of that and moved on. And hopefully this year it's the exact same. You know, we've got a fantastic group of young boys there who I think will have a fantastic career in football if they continue to do the things that they've been asked to do. Train properly and perform in a game. You know, I think there's a lot of times, when you put too many youngsters together, that it can have the opposite effect. And I think that's why Lee has went and addressed and maybe brought in a couple of experienced ones to help nurture the young ones along. So hopefully, as I said, this season's, you know, on a par with last year, if not better. I mean, I think it would be important for the club to get a cup run, even though we didn't get off to the best of starts. But I mean, it would be important to get a cup run. You know, you know, going back to the other stuff regarding the media, the coaching, I've finished all my badges now. You know, with the SFA, which was a fantastic experience, all the way through it to, you know, your B licence, to your A licence, to finishing your pro licence. It was a long, hard shift, especially if you're not any good with a computer. Can't even read and write half the times, but you know, for me it was challenging. Took me out of my comfort zone. You know, able to go and see parts of the world, our teams. I was over to Feyenoord for a few days. Excellent facilities. The youngsters, watched them. It was brilliant. You know, so it was good to be part of that. You know, I've helped with you know, Kilmarnock 20s as well, which I've really, really enjoyed.
Are you a shout or are you a raver?
I've got my moments, but I think you need to be careful, as I said, that the good managers will know the ones that can do it, will get a reaction out of shouting, they'll also get a reaction and maybe not saying somebody but pulling them to the side and stuff like that, having individual chats with them and that. You know, so for me, look, I'm at the stage now where I want to concentrate on you know, scoring as many goals as I can, but I think you need to look long term as well, and that's why I look at a lot of footballers where they come to the end and they start scrambling about trying to do what they need to do to try and stay in the game.
That's what I'm doing this.
No, you know, is it, but you know, you're putting yourself out there to go and do it. Uh-huh. You know, for me, I've done the radio, I've done, you know, the TV work, I've done my column. You know, so it might be when I finish that this one ticks my box, this one, and rather than finishing and, you know, every night you're out of the house, oh, I'm going to do the radio, I'm going to do the TV, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Trying to, because I think when you start to scramble about and you start to chase something, it very seldom works out the way you want it to work it out. I think when you actually plan and structure things and you know where you want to get to, that, you know, that's when things happen. But, you know, for me, I do like the coaching side. I do like the media side. So I'm still playing. Whatever it takes me, we'll wait and see. But I think right now, you know, my main aim is to contribute what I can for Kilmarnock Football Club.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Bigman.
No problem. Cheers.